You are listening to My Comeback Podcast with Michelle. Variety of topics are discussed, mostly related to self-healing, making a comeback after setbacks, and other ramblings of an overthinking introvert. Hi guys, it's Michelle. Welcome to a special Thanksgiving episode. Attitude. I hope you all are enjoying the day off with friends. I know some of us aren't that lucky having the day off, but I hope that you can find a way to enjoy it. Spend it with friends, family, and good food. Whether it be the traditional family Thanksgiving gathering, or a Friendsgiving, or solo. Please remember the spirit of the holiday is giving thanks and gratitude. How and who you express it is all good. And because I will be working Friday and my folks are over 3 hours away, I will be doing a late traditional Thanksgiving this weekend. So this Thanksgiving day, I am solo. And while some of you may more extroverted people may be sad at the thought of that, spending it solo, I am grateful. I'm grateful for the chance to unwind and focus on the reason for the season. I have collected a few of my favorite but easy to prepare foods and snacks and drinks and decided to spend the day connecting with you through this episode and developed a plan for a Thanksgiving gratitude ceremony. First on the agenda, bing, sleeping in. That's always good. I've been feeling a little overwhelmed with the birthday travel, the unpacking, washing, getting things caught up, work stuff, working overtime, and those transitions at work that you might have heard in the previous episode. Yay! And just in general, pushing my comfort zone by making new friends and going out after work. And just felt a couple more hours of catch-up sleep will set things right for this day of self-care and gratitude. Then I reached out to family and friends with social media and phone calls to let them know I care, and I'm creating this episode as part of it, as you are my comeback family. I wanted to release this in the morning or at least midday so that you can be a part of it tonight. But, you know, things don't always work out. I will see. I'm trying to record it now, and it's midday, and the roads around my house are not as quiet as I'd hoped for holiday. So, I'm used to a town where things kind of go ghost town on Thanksgiving Day, so hopefully people have gathered their gone to their friends and family and done their shopping, and things will quiet down so that you don't have too much of the background noise. We'll see. So, I'm thinking of what I want to do for this makeshift gratitude ceremony. It's just a new idea I've come up with this year. And I will give you the ideas that I have of what I'm going to do, and encourage you to take these ideas and run with them to create your own personalized ceremony, or however, whatever you want to call it, ritual thing. Tonight, the Hallmark Channel is releasing a sequel to one of my favorite movies. It's tonight at 8, and I think that's 6 o'clock my time, so hopefully I won't miss it. But this one is called 9 Kittens of Christmas, and it's the sequel to 9 Lives of Christmas. And so I'm really excited about that. So I'm hoping to get all do all this before then. Also, I'm going to fit in for football. The Raiders are playing the Cowboys at 3:30. So I better get these thoughts of this episode down and recorded in some sort of order. And yes, it is okay to embrace both deemed feminine or deemed masculine aspects equally. That's what I say. And no Raider shaming, people. No Raider shaming. Or Hallmark shaming. Until then, Hallmark Channel is that I use, or I use an app called Frndly, and it has several Hallmark channels. And it has a new one this year called Yule Log Channel. And it has a Thanksgiving scene in a fireplace, and it's got holiday music playing. And I have it in the background to set the mood, to be relaxing and just to have a holiday mood while I connect with others and gather my thoughts and things for this episode and ceremony. Now, with the idea of Thanksgiving and the aspects of it, gratitude, setting intentions, and law of attraction, I decided I wanted to gather some candles, some aromatherapy, and for this, because of the season, I'm going to, the aromatherapy is going to be through Native American saging. I'm going to gather a gratitude journal and my happiness jar. And after gathering all these items, I'm going to set up the candles where I want them. I encourage you to put them where you want them. I happen to have a fireplace mantle, so I'm going to put some on the mantle and some left and right of my television. And to put some intention and make it more like a ceremony or, you know, an event, I put some thought into it, and I specifically chose colors of the candles based off candle color theory, candle color meaning that I heard about on YouTube. They say that white means peace, or stands for peace, purity, innocence, and healing. That's kind of why they usually have those in church. And orange and yellow, usually on the Thanksgiving mantle or on table settings, they have orange and yellow. And orange stands for creativity. One of the meanings, there's several meanings, but for me, it's going to be creativity for the purpose of this episode and the ceremony I'm creating. And celebration is the other. Choosing those. And for yellow, some of those meanings are luxury and memory and positive attitude, and I'm personally assigning gratitude to it. Now, before lighting these candles tonight, I will be incorporating the sage that I mentioned. And most of us in the United States remember the history of this holiday and the generosity of the Native Americans. For this, I will light a wrapped sage bundle as the aromatherapy aspect, with thoughts of slowing down and warm holiday feeling and gratitude. I will let the smoke of it drift over me and my unlit candles. Then I will light each candle with thoughts of what those colors mean and what they relate to my life and my intentions and wishes for those. It's kind of like what you do when you blow out your birthday candles, you know, how you wish. Well, it's in reverse. So you set the intention and your wishes, and then you light your candles. And then take out the notebook or gratitude journal that you may have heard me talk about in season 1, episode 9. And happiness jar if you made one after listening to season 1, episode 7. Now, relaxing with that music. Maybe you're playing music. Maybe you have that you log channel to. Or silence is good too. And reflect on everything you are grateful for. Things that bring you happiness. And write them down in your journal. Whether it be the notebook or the gratitude journal. And let them play in your mind like a little movie. Feel them. Remember them. Take some of those moments and things that you might have forgotten and add them to your happiness jar. The jar that you are going to want to have for your New Year's reading. Then when you feel like you have fully given your thanks and gratitude and expressed it to the extent of your liking, then that is it. Now go rejoin that football, Hallmark, or comfy clothes and good food. I know I am truly grateful for this podcast as it has opened a new world for me in self-development by getting out of my comfort zone and expressing myself, meeting new people through the companion Instagram, making friends, doing collabs, things that resulted from it. And I'm grateful to all of you loyal listeners and newcomers. Thank you for coming back time after time and listening to my episodes and giving me feedback. And I'm grateful for all of you that are just now discovering it. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Until next time. Thank you.